Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Think Big Bodybuilding Media. I'm Scott McNally, and today we have with us Martin Fitzwater, heavyweight. He's in the middle here, and his coach, Nelson Jones. You know, we guys, I got to tell you, so a lot of our listeners have asked, they want to see amateur up-and-coming bodybuilders. And Martin, when I saw your pictures, I was like, oh, we got to get this dude on the show, man. You got a great physique, dude. How long have you been training for now?
Well, I've been kind of training my whole life, man. So I got into weightlifting when I was just 10. And I didn't, my dad wouldn't let me actually train with like heavy weights, but I like was like, what can I do? So he's like push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups. And he bought me the Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding.
Hell yeah.
And he was like, if you want to lift weights, like you can learn from this book. And when you've read through it, you know, and it's like this thick. So I'm like, oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
But I went through and I kind of skipped over the competition stuff. And I did a little bit of the diet stuff, but I went through the training stuff and I highlighted what I thought was important. And I took it to him and I was like, okay, like I'm ready to train. And I was probably like 11, maybe 12 at the time.
So you loved it even back then, man, since you were a little kid.
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
So, growing up, my favorite movie was Hercules. So, I actually like burned up a VCR film because I watched it and rewinded it and watched it so many times. So like, I've always kind of just been drawn to that, like muscular guy, like God physique, whatever you want to call it. So, but anyways, I went on to college as a Division I athlete and threw shot put for a while.
Okay.
And yeah, so funny, like I'm 5'7", 215 pounds coming into college. I'm ranked number 8 in the nation in high school shot put.
Yeah.
But literally everyone that I throw against in college shot put, 6 foot plus, 300 pounds plus, you know, and I did well. I placed in the conference. I lettered in college track and all that. But I was just like, this isn't for me. I'm not going to be an Olympian. It paid for my school enough, but I got into pharmacy school.
Okay.
And so I decided to do that. And I just went for pharmacy school for 2 years. And honestly, that just wasn't for me either. Like I got into a pharmacy setting and I just didn't like the environment. I didn't like the way people treated pharmacists. I didn't like how people viewed the job.
Yeah.
And I just knew I was going to stare at the clock all day. And that wasn't going to be for me.
Because you're still young. I want to throw that in there too. You're what? You're 23 now.
Yeah, I'm only 23. I turned 23 in January of this year. So I'm just a baby, man. So I fast-tracked it, actually. Like, you're supposed to go to college for 4 years before pharmacy. I did it in 2 years. So I was like, I know I want to do this. And then I put all my eggs in that basket, and that's not what I ended up wanting to do. When I got done with college track, I was like, all right, next thing for me, bodybuilding. I knew that was going to be it. I was telling everyone from the time I was in high school, I was like, the second I'm done with sports, I'm going to be a bodybuilder because that's what I love to do. I love to train. And so, like I said, I hired this other coach. I went to work as a job in Texas with my dad. My dad's a welder in the oil field. And so he's always been gone away from home, working away. And so I was like, heck, I'm going to go work with you. I'm going to make some money before college next year. And I'm going to do a bodybuilding show at the end of the summer.
And this was, how old were you at that time?
20.
20. So this is 3 years ago. I'm going to cut your story a little bit more to the present because I'm very excited to get to where you're at now.
Yeah, of course.
I want to get to here is, so you're heavyweight. Last year, you competed at North Americans, took second place. Was this your first national show?
No. So that was actually my second pro qualifier.
Okay.
My fourth national show.
Fourth national show.
In 2018, I did junior USAs and junior nationals.
And this is after competing in bodybuilding for a short time. So you're 23 now. You're heading into North Americans. What, dude, you look freaking wicked, just flat out, man.
Thanks, man.
Now, let me ask you, Nelson, what would you say are Martin's strengths?
I'd say his legs are a big strength.
Yeah.
Probably one of his strongest suits is the muscle maturity he's gained over the past couple of years because it's been rapid.
Okay. Because you've seen that. You've been with him for how long now?
his whole competition.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All three.
All 3 years now.
His first show he did with me. And we've been together the whole time. So it was his first show. Afterwards, he's like, "All right, what do you think? What do we need to improve?" I'm like, "God, dude, your back sucks."
Okay.
And you know, pecs need density. And it's funny because, like, I remember, like, I said it, like, one time. I'm like, "Your back sucks." And then it, like, burned into his head. It's like, "My back sucks."
Yeah.
It's funny because now homeboy turns around and he has some, like, he has a thick back. Dude, his back was not good.
No.
But,
kidding.
It's, you know, I mean, just heavy everything, great mind-muscle connection. You can see, like, when he's training, he can really click into it, you know?
What do you guys think it was before? Because I think, you know, everybody loves to listen to this stuff to hear about, you know, who's up and coming. But at the same time, everybody wants to learn for themselves, too.
Sure.
Guess what? Martin's not the only guy who said, "My back sucks," or had somebody tell him, "Your back sucks."
Yeah.
But a lot of us struggle with fixing that. I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now on Instagram. I'll put that up on the finished show here so everybody else can see it too. But yeah, he's got some. What was it that you guys needed to change to make that happen?
I honestly don't. I can't say necessarily that it was one and two, but I know that food was a big deal.
Uh-huh.
And so getting him to, like, you know, it's easy to be like, "Dude, I eat a lot." It's like, "But dude, do you eat a heavyweight a lot?" Because if you want to be a heavyweight bodybuilder at the top of the class, which he is, I mean, like, right now he's in the low 230s and he has lines in his glutes.
And how far are we from North Americans?
12 weeks.
Okay, nice.
So he'll be, you know, he'll be in the low 220s.
Yeah.
In shape. So that's, you know, right at the top of the heavies. Like, and that's a big guy, especially when you're 5'7".
Yeah.
You're not, taller. Because I believe, like, Matthew Schmidt, like, around the same area.
Yep.
You know, it's like that, like, kind of like shorter guy, really thick. So if you want to be like a heavyweight, you have to eat a heavyweight amount. So that was probably one part.
Okay.
Then I know, like, he focused on, you know, weighted pull-ups for a while, getting, like, pull-ups really in tune. And then, I mean, if you watch him row, if you watch him deadlift, rack pull, he can focus really well on my muscle connection. And he can do that with a lot of weight.
Yeah.
So I think what a lot of people start to lose is the ability to be able to use mind muscle connection when they're pulling those really heavy loads.
Yeah, I could see that. Martin, if I can take you back for a minute, because, see, listen, I feel like for someone to tell you your back sucks and for you to change that, you've got to have some humility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, what you were thinking, like, what went through your head when you learned that maybe you didn't have a great back?
Well, so, I mean, again, it goes back to me being an athlete from the beginning. Okay. So I'm super, super competitive, man. Like, to my core, I always say, like, my example is, like, when me and my little brothers pee on the side of the road at the same time, like, I'm like, I'm going to pee further than you because I'm going to do it. That's just how it is. So, like, no matter what, it was just competition. And, like, I don't know. It's kind of one of those things where, like, you can't see it, so it's maybe not a focal point, right?
Yeah.
And then when somebody was like, "Oh, this sucks," it was just like, "Oh, shit, I've been neglecting that. Uh-huh. I haven't been doing that." And it wasn't that I wasn't training back. It was that I wasn't training back efficiently, and I wasn't training it to do the hard stuff necessarily. Mm. You know what I mean? It was like, "Oh, I'll do pull downs. Oh, I'll do rows, I will do Smith machine rows or something," but, like, I move towards deadlifts, I move towards rack pulls. But in doing so, both of those things, I had to really learn how to use my lats, because it wasn't necessarily that my back sucked entirely, but my upper back was so dominant that it didn't even look like I had a back below that.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, like, I really needed to learn how to use my lats and movements versus, you know, throwing back and using Terry's, using rhomboids, using, I have massive rear delts, so they always wanted to take over.
Yeah.
Let me say this. For a lot of people, it's really easy to, like, get, like, a selfie picture in the mirror and be like, "Oh, dude, I have a good back." But your back double bicep is so revealing.
Yeah.
And it's like, as soon as you pull your arms up, the actual lats will just disappear on people because it's like, "Oh, I don't have a back. I have Terry's," you know?
Right.
Like this, like, sick Terry's from, like, these, you know, good stretches on getting pull downs and everything. But the thick lats that actually connect it disappear. Yeah. I think, and that's really what makes up the back when you're looking at shots and bodybuilding, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures from that you had sent me over, Martin. I asked for some pictures from North Americans. Do you feel like that back is where you lost the show?
No. Honestly, my feedback from the judges was that my chest and arms really faded, especially. I started to flatten out.
Okay.
So what happened was we ended up being backstage longer than I wanted to be.
Okay.
And so I posed a little too hard. Yeah. And when we got into the pose down and they started running us through rounds, like the third time through, I just started to deflate. So I lost a little bit of that like hardness look. The main feedback was like that my chest and arms were weak. So that was a big focal point in this last off season was really bringing up my chest and arms.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that Tyler Mannion had advised me was he said my back was great, but they wanted more 3D bubbliness to it.
Okay.
You know, so something I focused on this off season with my back was like more static holds and squeezes in my back movements to really like try to bring out that density muscle, maybe half reps or partial reps, really squeezing, getting those pumped up muscles, you know, to really fill them out and hopefully get that 3D look in my back, which I really feel like my back improved a ton this last year.
Yeah.
And then also a big thing for me was tissue work. I really, really neglected that. And in the off season before North Americans, I put on 20 pounds of muscle from junior nationals to USAs, because I did USAs before North Americans.
Okay.
But from there to there, I put on a true 20 pounds of stage weight.
Okay.
He was a light heavyweight beforehand.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so again, that was the athlete in me. Nelson said, all right, this is Operation Heavyweight. We're not screwing around. You can't be a light heavyweight anymore. You don't want to die to make weight. Then like, let's be a big boy. You got to eat. So I spent an entire off season at like 8,000 calories every single day.
Shit.
Yeah. Wow. I can eat, man. Okay. I'm 22, 23 years old at this time.
Yeah.
And I can eat. I eat 10 ounces of meat. I can eat 2 cups of rice every meal. That's easy.
And how often are you doing that then? What does that look like to make 8,000 calories a day?
So it's every two hours in the morning. Yep. In the morning, it's, you know, eggs and egg whites and oats or something along those lines, or bagels, something like that. And then, you know, the next meal is 10 ounces of turkey and 12 ounces of potato or 2 cups of rice and a bagel with jelly, you know, just like that throughout the whole day, progressively.
It was like 10 ounces of meat. 100 grams of carbs with added fat every meal, like 2 hours all day.
Wow.
And then we got to the point where it was we had, you know, there were higher days where it's like you had to eat more. And then my deal with Martin was you eat 7 meals. After that, you can add like nonsense on top. You want to add bullshit, you can add it. So
at
the end of the day, he was like, it was almost like, you know, because we kept him in condition.
Yeah.
So once he hit that seventh meal, it's like, now I get cereal. It's
God, that's great.
Eat your cereal.
Yeah. I would eat eight. I would eat eight, and then I would hit cereal every night at the end of the night, like at least a bowl, probably 1,000 calories plus. But
that's amazing.
I mean, again, I'm super young, and then I also work construction. So, again, super high energy expenditure.
Yeah.
I'm constantly moving, constantly lifting things.
Yeah.
So I work my ass off and then go to the gym, you know, so we got to feed me.
Yeah.
So again, the athlete thing in me took over. And I decided this year it was like same thing. We were going for USAs.
Okay.
But with the postponing, I just said like, well, I'm not waiting until December. So let's strike.
Yeah.
At North Americans, nice. You know, just hold prep and just go and get it done.
That's a cool show too. I just like North Americans. I like the feel of it. I feel like it'd be a good place for you too. Do you guys work on training together too? Like plans on training?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, like, I feel like we did more at the beginning. Now it's like what Martin does is like he – because I trust him. He can train. So he goes. He gets what he has, and he brings it back to me, and he's like, hey, man, here's what I'm doing. Here's what I need to do, and let's watch it for a couple weeks. Yeah. And so, like, when we got our feedback last time, you know, I mean, obviously we respect each other's knowledge, like, because, you know, he's been in here. Like, obviously I've watched him train. I've trained with him. He trains very hard. So it's not like I don't trust him. But he's like, hey, we need more 3D muscle. I'm like, okay, so that's where we came up with, like, let's squeeze the crap out of this. Like, let's really get the feeling of the muscle.
Yeah.
Get, you know, like, stretch it. Do, like, we'll do rest paw sets. We're going to, you know, and he's been, you know, doing his own training as far as, like, you know, he makes it every day.
Yeah.
Writes, and then, you know, we just kind of watch it. And if I have, like, a little itch about something, like, I feel like we should try this.
Yeah.
Then we do it. But otherwise, we just kind of watch and see what's happening, what's working. If something's not working, we try to figure it out.
Right on.
Yeah, we just tag team it, man, honestly. So I have good knowledge, obviously, being in sports and training as a college athlete, having multiple strength and conditioning coaches, and then working with Nelson. So for me, it's really fun to build my own training. And then, like he said, I just come to him and say, like, okay, well, we know this is weak. And I like this, this, and this, or I have this, this, and this in my gym.
Yeah.
What should we use to progress or whatever? Or what do we need to do here to be able to get better? Or even at times I'll call him and say, hey, I have this machine maxed out.
Huh.
Do you think a rest pause will be better? Or do you think, you know, a superset would be better, or do you think a drop set would be better? What do you want here to be able to do deadlifts after, or, you know what I mean? To be smart. So sometimes I like to be a little crazy, and he's more like a checkpoint for me
right
to
on.
Make sure I'm not doing something stupid, obviously.
Yeah. Hey man, can I train arms 4 times a week? No, can't. It's dumb.
Well, thank God he has you.
Never would do that.
Yeah, no, like, wait. There's been several points where it's like, he's like, hey, I just want, like, he loves training so much.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, he just wants to do doubles. I'm like, you know how much food you'd have to eat to train twice a day?
Yeah. Man, yeah. I can tell you, I worked manual labor before, and I can say, like, I had to eat so much food.
Oh, yeah.
Just to maintain, just to like, I couldn't get fat. I remember, like, I no matter what I ate, I could eat and eat and eat, and I couldn't get fat. And I didn't have nearly the muscle that Martin has. So I could just imagine the work that is, you know, on the training itself. Then, Martin, I know you said you listen or watch some of our shows, and a lot of our big themes revolve around progressive overload. How big is progressive overload in your training? How important is that to you?
Huge, huge, man. Honestly, I'm very similar to Hunter Labrada.
Okay.
Hollingshead, Luke Sando.
Yeah.
I love that kind of training, man. I'm day and night Dorian. Like, I want to be a piece of granite. Yeah. So, and part of that comes from also being a college athlete. They wanted us to throw the most amount of weight on the bar.
Okay.
They brought everybody into the weight room. They got everybody hyped up. You know, it was awesome. So I still love that. And I still love big weight. And I've always been super strong. Like I said, I'm a ranch kid, man. I was lifting bales that weighed the same thing as me to feed cows when I was 8 years old. You know what I mean? So I've always been like doing this kind of stuff. So I'm pretty strong, and that's fun to me.
Yeah.
And I love to chase those guys. So, you know, I've bench pressed 455 on incline for 8. I've deadlifted 7 plates before for like a double.
Nice.
I've pulled 6 plates for easy 10, 12 on deadlift. Like, I love training big and heavy, man. So, progressive overload is huge for me, and I usually pick one movement for that body part to really push, and then the rest of it is going to be, I might have another big compound movement where I'm going to use just a straight set and not really push a progressive overload, but just really push the sets. And then after that, it might be volume, or it might be a progressive overload. Or it might be a drop set, or it might be, You know, I honestly, I just play. I like to have fun. Yeah. And I really just go off of how fried I am after the progressive overload on what I need. And for me, some things really grow from volume and some things really grow from just beating at them. So my back is, it's going to be 3 or 5 compound movements pretty much and maybe like one machine because it really just grows best when I just beat the hell out of it.
Yeah.
And my chest is very similar to that, but like my arms and shoulders, if I try to beat the hell out of them, I just end up with joint pain. Huh. I have a bad rotator cuff and a bad labrum from shot put. Huh. So I just train super high volume on my arms and shoulders, and it's done really well, but I have great mind to muscle connection with those, you know? So, and I have great mind to muscle with everything. I think that if you're going to be a bodybuilder and you don't have good mind to muscle connection, sacrifice the weight, take the time, get the mind to muscle, and then push the weight up. Cause you're not training the muscle. Then you're training the movement.
Yeah.
Train the muscle, not the movement, because that's what matters for us. If you're going to train the movement, be a power lifter.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I think that's what a lot of everybody, I think, who comes on the show is always tries to nail that message home. So definitely, it fits right along, you know, the lines of everything else we've been, you know, talking about on the programs. Hey, what's up, guys? I want to jump in and take a brief pause to shout out our great sponsors. First of all, I want to give a big shout out to our new sponsor, Azoth. You guys can go to getazoth.com if you want to check them out. They have a few products in the lineup now, from Azoth 2.0 to Total Focus and Pure Energy, both of those containing a new ingredient, Zynamite. It's a mango leaf extract. It basically is working as a coffee and caffeine replacement. And what it does is it interferes with the breakdown of norepinephrine and dopamine. So meaning that will make other stimulants much stronger, but it will also help you to keep those feel good energetic hormones in your body for longer. So if you're interested in experimenting with nootropics and discovering the edge that they can give to you, then definitely check out getazoth.com, and we have the Amazon link in our show notes. Also, huge shout out to TrueNutrition.com. Thank you, True Nutrition, for supporting our podcast and for putting out high quality, third party tested supplements that we can depend on in the bodybuilding community. One of the things that I really believe about in True Nutrition is their pricing. Like I mentioned before, if you pay for 5 pounds of protein, first of all, it's just about wholesale prices. And then on top of that, you get 5 actual pounds of protein before they mix the flavoring in. That's something that you're not going to get if you go to a retail store. You'll get a tub, it has 5 pounds in it, and boom, that's it. This will be 5 pounds of protein plus the flavoring, comes out to about 6 pounds. So guys, definitely, they're a company that I have been involved with, a company that I have used, a company that I've suggested to my clients for a long time. They have tons of flavors, tons of different products. Check them out, TrueNutrition.com, and use our code ADVICES. One thing I really wanted to make sure we tackled here is the fact that not only are you guys coach and athlete, you're also like best buddies. You guys, you guys get together. Tell me about this. So you drive out or you fly out to Nelson's for the last 2 weeks of your prep, and you guys do what I call the Kai Green Oscar Arden, where you basically live with them. And you just are doing bodybuilding for that last 2 weeks right into the show. That's badass, man. That's really cool.
It's a little different because I feel like we have a little more fun than us. it's funny. That video was when it was coming out on bodybuilding.com, Mike Pulsinello was releasing it in segments.
Yeah, yeah.
When that came out, that was like when I had like really started wanting to be a bodybuilder.
Okay.
And I freaking just sucked that up. I loved that so much. The first time it was for Junior USA's, came out two weeks, and it was like, you know, one of those things like keep me accountable on the diet, like make sure I'm posing, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, come on, let's do it. And it's funny because Junior Nationals rolled around and like he had decided he wanted to do that like a week after Junior USA. It's like, let's just do Junior USA.
Sure, it's right there. So I'm
like, all right, come back out. Let's just do it again. And then when we did USA's, he flew me out to his place, and I was there for freaking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny because I had just started really eating a lot then. So it was more like Martin keeping me on my diet. He's like, hey, right, don't on, eat. Yeah. It's like, I have no appetite.
Okay.
And so it was the opposite. And it was hilarious because he's over here inhaling his food. He's like, hurry up, eat, go. And it's like, yeah. And it takes me
taking 45 minutes. And I'm like, dude, I'm tired of watching you eat. I'm hungry. Come on, let's go.
But yeah, so this time it will be, you know, him probably driving out here, you know, with his Yeti container, like cooler full of food. And
I bet.
I don't know. Usually it's like, I guess, wake up in the morning, look at him, pose. We both do our cardio, eat. I have a 3.5-year-old, so I'll take her to preschool.
Okay.
And then, well, when she was two and Martin came last time, so
yeah, like,
she was
just hung out with her all day.
We were just, you know, playing. But I don't know. Last time me and Martin were just like walking around Walmart and hanging out and,
yeah,
you know, watching bodybuilding DVDs and just, you know, oh, yeah, you see this fun guy. You see this dude Sulio's posted up. You see Bodybuilding by Borders, you know, Borders posted this, you know, just bodybuilding stuff. And, you know, we got to train together every day, which was super fun. But I don't know. It was one of those cool things where you get to kind of, you know, how, because you coach people. It's like, it's one thing to get pictures.
Yeah.
And even into the show, it's like whether you're getting them twice a day or getting every other day, it's not the same thing as just having them right here.
Sure. Yeah. You can just, you know, you can see like, the changes moment to moment, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I get to, like, he ate a bagel and freaking his digestive system was ruined for 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, all right, that ain't going to work.
Yeah.
And it's like, you could watch the water being added on him, you know?
Yeah.
It was one of those things. It's like, wow, that really had a big impact. So I don't know, but it's also just fun when it's your buddies. And I don't know, he, like, Martin is one of those guys who I could talk bodybuilding with for hours.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, whether it's, I mean, it's cool that you're doing this, like showing, like, you know, amateurs coming up, because back in the day, that's what muscular development was.
Yes. They showed, yeah. Like, I love that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I remember, man, when Jason Hall was getting ready for the USAs, and they you know, threw him. It was 2010, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Jason Hall is training hams.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, all right, I'm weighing in at the gym so everyone knows I don't have, like, fake plates on and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was all those cool videos where you get to watch these guys getting ready for these national level shows. And since we don't really have that anymore, it's one of those things where it's cool to be a part of it. It's like, okay, I have my people who are getting ready. I want to be a part of that going into those because it's just fun.
Yeah.
I'm
right there with you, man. I am. Tell me, because you know what, too? I was looking at your pictures. You do a great job coaching, but not only are you a coach, you're a bodybuilder as well. What's more exciting for you to do well at a show or to see this guy win this thing?
Yeah, Martin already knows. It's way more exciting to have a client win.
It's cool, man.
And like, I'm not a good bodybuilder. And I don't have potential. So it's one of those things. I love bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And I'm like a diehard, like, disciplined, intense person when it comes to bodybuilding.
Yeah.
But there's just, I could go win my class or whatever and walk off stage and be like, check-ins. I'm way more excited about the check-ins I got than, you know, doing on stage. It's just, it's so cool to watch, especially with Martin, because it's like I had him from, you know, the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, the coolest thing, man. We've been together from, like, literally day one. And so he's watched me go from this kid that got second at a local show and was like, all right, we're going to make me the best bodybuilder in the world, to now, like, we're coming for a pro card this year, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, and man, it's like, you watch, like last year, second at North Americans, it was one of those where it's like, I was up, we were doing the cardio.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, I was up for the cardio, man. I was up late when he was practicing posing. It's like, I've been here the whole ride. So it was like, man, it's like, you lose, I lose. It's one of those things where you're right in the prep. It's weird because it's almost like you're more a part of that than you are of your own kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess because it's like mine I do for fun because I know it's not going anywhere. It's like Martin's going somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, he's legit.
That's cool, man. Yeah, there is something special about coaching that relationship of being able to, you know, somebody had said to me once, a great coach, he said to me, it's like, you know, I don't like get people in shape. I give people experiences.
Yeah.
And that's really, you know, what it is like you, I mean, imagine that too. And I've thought about that, man. You think about that, you know, you think about like if you guys can do that this year, to know that you've been a part that is going to change his life forever. It'll be a moment that he never forgets. And to think that you've been able to affect another human being like that, you know, and be a part of that experience, that is a pretty cool thing, man. That is cool.
Yep. Oh, dude, he's already done that. He's already completely changed my life, man. This is like, I don't know, like bodybuilding was important to me at first, man. But now it's like literally everything that I am. Like I will be one of the best bodybuilders in the world. I promise. Like, I love this shit. This is what I love more than anything. And like, he'll be right there beside me when we do it.
Well, listen, to me, it sounds like, so you're definitely a natural athlete. Unlike Nelson and myself, you're a guy who can eat a lot of food. I'm with you, by the way, Nelson. My appetite has always sucked, and in order to gain 5 pounds, I've had to just suffer with eating. Unlike this guy, so you know, it sounds like a lot of this does come naturally for you. But that said, that doesn't necessarily mean that this is easy. I don't want to give the impression that any of this is easy.
No.
So the next question I have for you is, what are the hardest parts of bodybuilding for you personally? Like where's your real struggles at with this?
Yeah. So early on, for sure, it was discipline, man. Especially with eating, because I was always an athlete that was in sports where it was about being as big and strong and having as much energy as you can have, you know, a shot put. I was a football player. I was a wrestler. So I knew what cutting weight was about, but cutting weight for wrestling is totally different, right? You just starve the hell out of yourself and then you gorge it.
Yeah.
And then you gorge yourself. And if you're watery, nobody gives a shit about that, right? So I never really was very good at suffering in the diet. And now it's that doesn't bother me at all. Nelson's like completely changed my mindset on that. I'm not food driven as a human being anymore. I'm way more goal driven.
Yeah.
I've tasted that gold medal and I got it taken away. You know what I mean? So like that, the food and stuff doesn't matter to me. The things I struggle with probably is not being selfish, to my family and stuff like that. Cause when I get in my mode and I start to get to a point where it's like, no, I don't want to go do that with them. And no, I don't want to go to the birthday party. And so I'm really trying to be better about those things and go, because that's not fair to them, even though I'm tired or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's probably like one of my biggest downfalls. And the other thing is that I don't know when to slow down. And so that's one thing that Nelson has been really great for me with, especially with like training and stuff, because he will tell me like, okay, 5 plate RDLs is too much now. Like you're 4 weeks out. Stop being stupid.
Right.
He had 5 plates on incline and literally he posted this and he's like, next week I'll have more. I'm like, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you try to do more than that next week.
Yeah.
It's like, this is how people tear their pecs off, Martin. It's right. Like, I'm not doing that right now.
Yeah. Right.
He's lucky to have that then, because that's something I think everything you're saying, like these are things that I think we all have to contend with, you know, to some level or another. And I mean, how can you be your best if you aren't striving to do to find out what your limits are, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's that's the fun thing. But also the thing that I need Nelson for is because, you know, I train with people like Brett Wilkin on a regular basis.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
So, I mean, Brett is my best friend. I'm moving to Denver.
You're kidding.
To literally be Brett's training partner, because, like, we've been so close over the past year that I'm tired of driving to Denver every weekend, so I might as well just move there.
Listen, and that guy is strong as fuck. That dude is wicked strong. Hawk.
Yeah, he's an animal, man. So we're going to have a leg day video out on YouTube soon, but
nice.
And it'll kind of show the camaraderie that we have, but it's literally like, "Oh, how many reps did you get, pussy?" Okay, well, I'm going to get one more. You know, and so like this leg day, Brett's like he's dieting for a guest posing, but okay. he's not he's not like super lean, and I have striations in my glutes. So, you know, I had to text Nelson and be like, dude, I got my ass whipped on like the hack squat. Like, that doesn't happen to me. What the hell? And he's like, dude, like, you got to remember, like, you're 6 weeks ahead of schedule compared to last year. Like, just yeah, keep that in mind, you know, which it just eases my head, because like, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm losing strength. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not like that. So it's just because I'm lean and I don't have the cushion in my joints or this or that, you know.
Yeah.
But it's hard sometimes. And so it's really nice to have somebody there that's like, hey, dummy, it's okay. Chill.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that, so. I think, as a matter of fact, that's how I first saw you, was one of Brett's posts. You had just been out there at Armbrust. So what do you think about training out there? Everybody I know who trains at that gym, everybody has a story about the energy at that place, especially on a leg day. What is it? Sundays? Is it Sunday? Is that leg day out there?
Yeah. Sunday fun day. I mean, I'm moving there, man. Yeah. That says it all. Like, I'm literally moving there for Armbrust, for Brett, for Dylan. Like, those guys. They love bodybuilding.
Yeah.
I get to see Phil on a regular basis in there. And Brett and Phil are really close. So I've got to actually sit down and have conversations with the best bodybuilder in the world.
That's crazy, isn't it? That's,
you know, just so cool. Yeah. It's the coolest thing in the world, man. But not only that, like, because Brett and I are best friends, and Brett's kind of like one of the top dogs there.
Yeah.
It's even more fun, because when we come in, everybody's trying to chase us, and I'm just as strong as Brett, or right there with him, you know.
No, so kidding.
Yeah, and in some of the movements, like I'm a little bit stronger on back movements, he's a little bit stronger on chest movements, legs, we go back and forth.
Yeah.
So like, it's really, really fun, man, and it really brings that like almost football locker room atmosphere.
Sure.
To the bodybuilding, or like 70s and 80s bodybuilders, when they actually train together and beat the shit out of each other. Like, that's what we do, man. It's, Brett knows that I'm in prep for the biggest moment of my life right now.
Yeah.
And so like, this last leg day, it was like, everything's to failure. I'll dig you out of the bottom. Huh. I'll make sure this machine doesn't squish you, because I know that that's what you want from me.
Yeah.
And like, when I get really tired at the end, he'll still be there going, no, like, you're going to put a 25 on and you're going to do another set. Like, that's the kind of gym that's there. And everyone's like that, man. Like, I'll go pose, and I'll have, last year I got to have Branch Warren, Dylan Armbrust, Brett Wilkin, Johnny Jackson, they're all sitting in this room, the owner of Gasp, they're all sitting in there watching me pose. And like, Branch Warren, I do a quad stomp and Branch Warren goes, ooh, like,
if you get that response out of Branch,
that's the kind of gym that Armbrust is like, on a regular weekly basis, you're going to see somebody that you have been watching your whole life and you think is one of the baddest dudes alive. It might be Phil. It might be Branch. It could be Brett. And you're like, oh, look at this new up and comer.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it's me soon, you know, but it's that place always has somebody that's doing something big.
That's
okay. And I don't know if it's the environment. I don't know if it's the people, but there's something about that place that really brings something great.
Enough that you're ready to just pick up and move there. That's so cool, man.
Absolutely.
Are you moving there after the show, or what's the game plan?
No, actually, hopefully moving by the end of this month, or
this
right
month?
In there.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'll finish my prep down there at Armbrust.
Okay.
You know, Brett will pose me every day and make sure that we're like 100%.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, the plan is to be there and finish my prep there. I think that that's the best opportunity for me. To really make sure that, like, no hiccups, you know?
Absolutely. Yep. Well, listen, I have two requests from you guys. Number one, that last 2 week thing that you guys are going to do right before North Americans, shoot a ton of video for us and upload that stuff to YouTube or to social media somewhere. I got to see this, because I'm right with you guys where you know, I loved all that stuff that we used to see years ago. And that's why I want to do programs like this, is to give people an opportunity to see what's going on. So that's number one, because I, as a fan of the sport, I want to see that stuff. And two, I want to have you guys back. When you get closer, I want to know what's happened over this last window of time, because there's going to be, this is where things get serious, this last, you know, portion of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And you never know exactly how things are going to go. But, you know, you have an idea, and then you just have to watch it unfold. And I'll be curious to hear, you know, how things went with you guys. What went as expected? What did you have to change? Stuff like that. You know, it'd be cool to hear that.
Now, one, for, I think it was Nationals, you had Nate Spear on.
Yes.
Now, from what I understand, we don't know what's happening with Nate, and we never know what's happening with Nate. So if you know that he's getting ready, I want to hear a podcast with him. I know Jordan Janowitz is getting ready for the show.
Yes, yeah, that's right. He's here out of the Detroit area with me. Yeah. I watched that kid. I met him. I worked for a pop company, soda, in other parts of the country. Yeah. If you guys don't know the word pop, and I was delivering to the store where Jordan worked. He was like stocking stuff. And I remember it was just a hot day, and I was like covered in sweat, and Powerhouse was right next door. And he looked at me, he was like, "Did you just come from the gym?" And I was like, "No, I'm just working." And I remember meeting him, and he was like, "Dude, you look big." And I was a middleweight at the time, and I was much bigger than him. Fast forward like a year and a half, 2 years. That kid is incredible. I mean, he was already good at the time, but that kid is incredible now. He's always been someone I've had a lot of respect for. So, I hear he's going to be there too.
I don't know. These shows are some of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Where, like, you get to see all of the national level guys. I don't know. It's like, I don't watch football. I like bodybuilding.
I'm with you, man. Know? I'm with you.
I've been watching or listening to this stuff since the PED radio days on Project Bodybuilding.
Yes, yes.
So I've been around from the beginning with you know, Taylor and everybody. Yeah, and then switched to Jordan. And so I've been around the whole way. These are like some of my favorites. Obviously, like, you know, I feel like Skip needs to mention, since I, like, you know, not like discluding him.
Yeah.
But love these ones with, you know, because this is what we've been missing for like the past.
Man, it's what magazines used to do.
5+ years, we haven't gotten this kind of cool stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of on a mission to bring it back, you know. And I do. My goal is, I don't want to give anybody's props away who doesn't want to say what they're doing. But there's going to be some good shows coming up here.
I don't know
if people want to mention that they're going to be visiting or not. But I do hear, though, that this is going to be a cool show. And listen, man, I have to give you a huge shout out just for the simple fact of prepping through everything that we are going through now. There are so many people that have just fallen off and decided that they weren't going to compete this season. They just got, you know, and I get it. I can't blame anybody for throwing in the towel, because I don't think any of us have had to ever deal with anything like what life has thrown us this year. But that said, to be able to still do it and to be able to bring your best, I just feel like that in itself is a huge win right there.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, I being in the middle of nowhere was a blessing from God.
Huh, yeah.
My gym owner gave me a key.
Okay.
He said, "You're one of the best bodybuilders in the country. There's no reason you shouldn't be training."
That's awesome.
You know, I called some people when this thing first went down, and I said, "Go buy as much chicken breast as you can for me. Go buy as much beef as you can for me. I'll pay you back."
Yeah.
I got a big deep freeze. So honestly, man, I never missed a second. I never missed a meal. I never missed a session. That's not to brag, or that's not to say, you know, that other people weren't trying to get it done.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to.
Yeah.
And because of that, man, every session was that much more intense, man, because I got a head start, man. I got a cheat sheet. I got a get out of jail free card, whatever you want to call it. So because of that, I don't take opportunities like that for granted. Mm. And I will make sure that I win this year, because I got the head start. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this for a long time, man, and I'll work my butt off to earn it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a Jay Cutler quote. I believe it's appropriate here, because since you're talking about like living in the middle of nowhere, Jay Cutler said, quote, these guys don't understand they can have no social life, period, none, period. Mm. And it's just like, man, it's like, if you really want to win, don't, I mean, you don't need to go out drinking. You don't need to like go hang out and do stuff. You know, oh, let me do that. And then like, oh, I'm missing my cardio in the morning. Or, oh, I'm tired. It's like, no. Rest so you can do what you need to do and recover.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because you only have X amount of time to do your shows or whatever. And heck, I was talking to Matt last year before he passed, Porter. Yeah. And one of the things that he had said to me is like, man, how many times in your life are you going to be in like a really good shape? Right. It's like, you know, like, let's say you do, I mean, 8 years of competing, 8 times.
Yeah.
That's not much. So it's like, go all in, enjoy it. And so you like, you don't have any regrets.
For sure.
You know? I love that. Yeah.
For sure, man. And that's why I've done so well, because I'm 20 years old, but I don't care about any of that stuff, man. I couldn't even tell you the last time I had a sip of alcohol. I do not care about that stuff. I care about winning trophies, winning pro cards, and hopefully winning checks at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Later on, but honestly, that doesn't even matter to me. I don't care about the money or the fame or any of that. I want to be one of the best in the world, and I want people to remember me for that.
Hell yeah, man. Let us know. Tell us, where can people find you? Everybody who sponsors you. I want to get shout outs for all those people right now.
Yeah, for sure. So on IG, I'm Mark Fitz, H2O _bodybuilding. You can just search Martin Fitzwater. I should be able to come up there. And then definitely got to shout out HD Muscle. These guys have been great for my supplements. And then Iron Rebel for anything you guys need as far as lifting straps and belts and all that stuff. We got whatever you need. So,
and you said HD Muscle. I wanted to jump in that's Dorian Hamilton's company. You're saying that they just picked you up, like basically right before everything went down with COVID, huh?
Yeah. So that's Dorian Hamilton and his brother started HD at the beginning of 2020. They launched. They sent me products actually in December. And I was kind of on the fence. I had a couple offers, and they were the right fit for me, man. They're, like I said, Dorian's a bodybuilder making supplements for bodybuilders. He really cares about what's going on, my prep. I mean, he texts me on a regular basis asking me how things are going, you know, send me some check-ins. Let's see how things are going. Let's see how your posing looks, you know, so it's like a big family up there.
Yeah.
And I love that. And they've just been great, man. I honestly couldn't ask to be with a better company.
Right on.
And then I've been with Iron Rebel since last year.
Okay.
And Luke Carroll and those guys take super good care of me. Actually, Brett and Ivana helped me get on with them.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So that, like, those guys are my family, and they've been great, man. They did some photo shoots for us and have helped me with some show stuff, and they've really taken good care of me. So
that's awesome, man. And Nelson, anything you want to shout out, brother?
I cook all my own food. I buy my own supplements. My Instagram is at Nelson J. Nelson with a Z instead of an S, because I'm super cool. I did that all like 10 years ago in every single thing. Now it's just Nelson J.
Yeah, now you're stuck with it.
So I just stuck with it. I like it. I think it looks kind of cool. But I don't know. I just want to thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come on. I was actually listening to Blood, Sweat, and Gear when he texted me that it's like, hey, you want to go on a podcast with Scott McNally? I'm like, oh, yeah.
No kidding, man. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, well, I appreciate both of your guys' time, and I'm really excited to get this one out to the listeners, because I know the audience well enough to know that they're going to love this, and I'm freaking pumped, because now they've got somebody else, if they didn't know you already, they're going to be following you straight into the show now. So definitely, you know, keep these guys posted, keep putting stuff out on social media as you can. And I can't wait to bring you guys back, you know, just we'll just call it weeks from now.
Sure. Just let me know, man. Well, anytime.
All right, guys, for another episode of Think Big Bodybuilding Media and Advices Radio, I'm with Coach Nelson Jones and heavyweight Martin Fitzwater. Guys, we'll see you soon.